In Japan, there are signs of progress at the damaged nuclear power plant. The plant's nuclear fuel is cooling off, radiation levels are falling, but radioactive material released a week ago is still finding its way into the environment. It's been detected in seawater, in vegetables grown near the plant, and most recently in Tokyo's water supply. NPR's John Hamilton reports from Tokyo.
At a press conference today, Japanese officials fielded a lot of questions about radiation in drinking water. Chief Cabinet Secretary Yukio Edeno spent much of his time trying to reassure the public that tap water is still safe. He spoke through a translator.
Just because such readings were high, there's no immediate health hazard.
Earlier this week, Tokyo's local government discovered slightly elevated levels of radioactive iodine in the city's water. City officials responded by advising parents not to give tap water to babies, who are especially vulnerable to this form of radiation. The advisory created a run on bottled water throughout the city. And at today's press conference, Edeno was asked what the government was doing about the shortage.
For the great majority of the population, other than the babies, the use of tap water would not be hazardous. Therefore, I hope that those people without the babies would act calmly.
In other words, please stop the run on bottled water. Fortunately, radioactive water is likely to be only a short-term problem in most of Japan. That's because the radioactivity so far has come mostly from a form of iodine that doesn't last long. Most of it will disappear within a few weeks, leaving water, soil, and future crops much less contaminated. In fact, the most recent tests of Tokyo's water show levels back in the safe zone. A more persistent threat is radioactive cesium, which remains dangerous for decades. But the Daiichi plant has released far less cesium than iodine. All that means the public health risk should decrease in the coming weeks, assuming the Daiichi plant doesn't release any more radiation. John Hamilton, NPR News, Tokyo.